How many of you are glad to be here this morning? Woo! How many of you came expecting something this morning? Glory to God. I love that. Tim, he's just right on. You know what I'm teaching on this morning? I'm taking back what belongs to me. He didn't know that. Hallelujah. Come on, say glory. Hallelujah. You know what? We need to take back what's legally ours. That's not just a song we sing. Come in here and sing and get all happy and then go out of here and let the devil just kick your teeth out. You know what? We're not to do that. We're supposed to be winners. And the first thing you do as a winner is look like a winner. Hallelujah. I've seen some Christians that look like they hadn't won anything in 40 years. Hallelujah. Look like they've been sucking on a sour pickle. Glory to God. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. Do you understand that? Do you not understand what's yours? Hallelujah. We ought to be the most joyful. We ought to be the most victorious. We ought to be the most honest. Come on. Come on. We ought to be the most honest. We ought to be the most loyal. We ought to be. We ought to have more integrity. I think that some of this stuff needs to be taught. Glory to God. If you say you're going to do something, do it. You say, well, this is supposed to be a healing class. Well, you got to get first things first. If you're not going to get it straight, bless God, things are going to be out of kilter. Hallelujah. We just need to walk in what God said. Hallelujah. Bless God. We need to start out with the joy, and then you need to begin to walk in integrity. I mean, I've heard too many jokes about Christians. You know, people say awful things. You know, if you want to get beat out of something, just have dealings with a Christian. That ought not be. You understand? We ought to be the most honest, the most loyal, the most trustworthy. We ought to do things above board. You understand? We need to do that. Bless God. We ought to bring it up a notch. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. We need to take back what's ours. And we're going to start there. We're going to start taking back our joy and taking back our peace and taking back our integrity and taking back that thing of doing things with just perfection and with honor. You know, bless God that, you know, we've forgotten that word honor in the body of Christ. Maybe you don't even know what's yours. And you know what? If you don't get in the Word of God, you never will. You got to get in there to know what's yours. There's a whole lot of good things that are ours that as a child of God, we'll never have unless we decide to go after the devil and make him bring it back. Right. He's not just because you got saved. He's not going to come with your whole load and say, here you are. You're going to have to make him bring it back. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give you power. I give you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But you know what? We're going to have to walk in some of these things to get some of these other things to work. You know, we can't live like a thug. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. You guys don't live like that. But you know what? People, I hear people telling me how they're ordering God around. And I think, my goodness, you can't order God around in the first place. But you sure can't when you live like a thug. And you can't order God around. You just can't. God is God and He's sovereign. But bless God, He's sovereign according to His word. And if we'll take this word and put that word in our heart and begin to say what the word says and do what God tells us to do and repent when we miss it and love on God and spend time worshiping. Oh, it's a wonderful life. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. In Romans 8:11, it says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on. If God is for you, who can be against you? Boy, that's... Come on, people. I said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? That's what the New Living says. If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give you everything? Oh, glory to God. Won't He also give you everything else? I didn't make that up, people. Read it. Hallelujah. He'll also give you everything. If He gave you His Son, He's not going to tell you no to any of the other promises. Hallelujah. You know, the trouble with America is we've gotten so comfortable, we don't ever want to have any discomfort at all. And let me tell you something, when you go through this life, there's going to be some discomfort. I win. But bless God, you're going to have some. There's not going to, you know, people take drugs to stay high all the time. You're not supposed to be high all the time. You understand that? God wants us to win, and he wants us to be high on him. And you can always be high on him. But he don't want you to take in some outside thing to calm you down. Now, if you're on medication, don't get under condemnation. You go to God and talk about it. I'm going to talk to you about where I stand. All the way down through, from the time I got saved. When women went through a certain time in their life, they went to the doctor and he gave them. They started out with one drug and now it's something else, but it's still drugs. Listen, you can go through this time of your life with joy. Hallelujah. And you can go through as a winner without having to take drugs. Come on. I'm talking about mind-altering drugs. Hallelujah. So some of us have got to get our mind to know that God's going to take care of us. Hallelujah. He has given us. I mean, that ought to make you happy for a whole week. You know, since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Everything else. What do you need? He's got it and he'll give it to you. He's not stingy. Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Do you understand you're chosen? Hallelujah. I'm chosen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know everybody's not going to jump around like me, but bless God, that's a wonderful thing to be chosen of God. You understand? Hallelujah. I didn't choose him. He chose me. I'm chosen. And who dares accuse me? See, the devil come and try, but you're going to have to stop him. Hallelujah. No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Amen. If God gave it to me, the devil ain't big enough to take it away. Hallelujah. You got to stand up for what's yours. Are you getting anything out of this? I'm telling you, I think it's wonderful. That girl, what she said was great. Hallelujah. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for me. Do you think God doesn't get his prayers answered? Do you think he doesn't get from God what he's pleading for me? Hallelujah. He's there. I mean, even before I know what's going on, he said, even before I call, he answers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a victorious message. You understand that? Hallelujah. Bless God. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? See, does that mean he don't love me? No. Hallelujah. He said in this world you'll have some tribulation. But he said, don't worry about it. I've already gone ahead and taken care of it. Hallelujah. Now, the only good fight's one that's been won. One that I win. You understand? And we're to fight the good fight. Bless God. Now, he didn't say lay down and wait on him to do it for you. You're to fight the good fight. There is a fight, but bless God, I win. Some of you don't know you. You let circumstances cave in on you. And circumstances can get their foot on you. And it depends on how you react to them is how you're going to come out. Hallelujah. Bless God. Oh, I love this. He said, as the scriptures say, for your sake, we're killed every day. We're being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't say just a little bit of victory. He said overwhelming victory. Hallelujah. There's no high like a God high. You understand? Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. See, I never did do drugs, but those of you who've done drugs, they tell me that there's all kinds of side effects. Man, I'm telling you, you can have bad dreams and all kinds of stuff, but there's no high like a God high. You get high on Jesus, bless God, get high on the Word of God, and there is absolutely no side effects. Hallelujah. I just can't understand why God's people aren't excited. Hallelujah. You know what? We see miracles every single day. We see God come through and answer every day. Hallelujah. But then we drag around. First time something hits. Hallelujah. Stand up and say, devil, you ain't doing this. Glory to God. See, I am convinced that's verse 38. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate me from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor fears. For today are worries about tomorrow. I love that, the way that New Limby puts that. Neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. Isn't that great? No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed to us in Christ Jesus. This is not hidden, people. It's revealed to us. Glory to God. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. See, the devil is stolen from all of us. And I've never in all my life seen Christians that are being attacked like they are now. You know, every area of their life. I mean, everybody. You can't talk to anybody that hasn't had something. But I got good news for you. Hallelujah. You can receive a change in your life now if you'll receive what God has to say about it. My opinion doesn't matter, but God's word does. Hey, people, there are things that are legally ours. I mean, I have a contract. This don't look like a Bible, but it's in there. All kinds of Bibles are in there. Hallelujah. And bless God, in here is my contract. And my contract says Jesus is going to do some things. And he's not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. You understand? He does not lie. Hallelujah. Whoo, I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. Some of you here today are desperate because, you know, you've been losing. And that's no fun. Hallelujah. I can take you to my contract that says you win. See, none of us like to be used as the devil's doormat. Are you understanding me? You know, people act like sickness is fun. Let me tell you about my cancer. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about that. They want to talk about it all the time. Sickness is no fun. Hallelujah. Some people, if they got healed, they wouldn't have nothing to talk about. Come on, people. Hallelujah. If you got a little joy, you wouldn't have nothing to rag about. Come on. Hallelujah. Begin to change what comes out of your mouth. I know the enemy's hit some of you and hit some of you hard, but my Bible still says I win. My Bible still says that God has chosen me. Hallelujah. And he says that he'll fight for me. He did the fighting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being broke is no fun. You know, people like to talk about can't afford, can't afford, can't afford, can't afford. Quit talking can't afford. I can afford anything my Father gives me the money to have. Hallelujah. I don't desire to spend my money on certain things right now, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't teach your kids you can't afford. Well, you know, we can't afford. We just can't afford that. Cut it out. You're teaching them poverty mentality. Hallelujah. Teach them good sense, but bless God, don't teach them a poverty spirit. Lack of peace is no fun. You know, if you don't have peace, it's no fun. Some people want answers, but they want more than just an encouraging word. Be warmed and filled and go away. You know what? I got some answers for you this morning. I'm not going to tell you this. Go be warmed and filled and go away. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what God has to say. You know what God has to say this morning? Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Bless God. I think I need to throw my Bible out there and wake some of you up. Hallelujah. Boy, if I throw this out here, it'd be bad. Satan has not, he has not legal claim on anything that's been given to you by God. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? What is promised in the book is backed up by God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:12 says God watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. He watches over his word to perform it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God stands behind his word just to make sure it's performed to the letter. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, that's right. And it means that I'm watching and I certainly will carry out my plans, all my plans. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God stands behind his word. Stands behind it just to make sure. See, he didn't stay dead. Hallelujah. He wrote a will, left it to you, died, rose again just to enforce the will. Hallelujah. Turned it over to us and said, now, get what I promised you. All the promises of God are mine, God said. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen. You know what amen means? It means so be it. unto the glory of God for us. This race is not measured by who runs fast, but by those who hold fast. Are you awake? It's not by... Glory to God. There comes a time in your life when you got to decide, I've had enough. I'm going to get... I love what Karen Wheaton sings there. I'm taking back what the devil stole to me. How bad do you want it? Come on, how bad do you want it? It takes some work. You know what? If the doctor tells you you got something that's going to kill you, you better get up and start to work. Start enforcing that word and begin to do that. You can't lay there and hope that someday somebody will come by and lay hands on you. They might, bless God, and I'm all for that. And I'll lay hands on you and I'll pray and believe, but you got to get up. You got to get up. Draw a line and say, devil, I've had enough. I love that. How much is enough? Well, this is it. I've had enough. You ain't stealing one more bean off me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to get all that Jesus paid for. See, there's an old saying, don't just stand there, do something. Well, sometimes we need to don't just do something, stand there. He said, we need to stand our ground. You understand that? Make the devil bring it all back. The Bible says when the thief is caught, he has to pay back 7 times. He's stolen your joy. He's stolen your happiness. He's stolen your marriage, some of you. Bless God, make him bring it all back. Take that word of God and read it to him. Say, this is what it says. Now bring it back, Buster. Bring it back. Hallelujah. Bless God. We need to stand our ground. And you know, having done all to stand there for. Stand. God's master plan is a gift from him. And we need to take it. It was planned by God carefully for me. Hallelujah. See, bless God. There's a scripture that says, he'll make me to walk upon my high places. I'm not going to walk in your places. You're not going to walk in mine. I don't have to be jealous of anybody. You understand that? Jealousy has no place in the church. Some people think, well, they got a better break than me. You know, they speak better. Honey, you've listened to me talk. You know I'm not the greatest speaker, and that's not talking bad. That's just telling you. Some people have a hard time understanding me. But God put me here. You didn't. Hallelujah. And see, God will make a place for you. He'll put you where he wants you. You don't have to go pushing your way in. Hallelujah. Bless God. Just go get what God said you could have. Come on, say glory.
Glory.
See, this gift is salvation. Salvation. Freedom from guilt. You know, I don't have to be guilty anymore. You understand that? Total absolution from the penalty of sin. Total absolution from the penalty of sin. See, somebody said, well, God will judge you. God will never judge me. He judged Jesus in my place. You understand that? Jesus went to the cross and was judged for my sin and my condition, past, present, and future. Hallelujah. God is never going to judge me. Hallelujah. Total absolution from the penalty of sin. Hallelujah. Bless God. He promised me a new life. Ha ha. Come on, people. A new life. He promised me a new man. Hallelujah. I'm a new man. Say, looks like the same old lady to me. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Bless God. On the inside. Ooh, if you could see my inner man. Ha ha. Glory to God. He promised me a new home. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, I don't live, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And I got a heavenly home waiting on me. Hallelujah. A mansion, not a cabin in the corner of glory land. Come on. Hallelujah. He promised me a new song. How many of you got a new song this morning? Bless God. Just make up one and sing. If you can't sing, don't matter. The Lord said, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. He promised me protection and safety. Hallelujah. Bless God, doesn't matter where we go, where my kids go, where my grandkids go. God has promised safety as we claim it. I put the blood of Jesus on. Hallelujah. You know, when I fly in an airplane, that thing wouldn't dare fall. You know, hallelujah. I put the blood front to back, top to bottom, side to side, and all the running parts. I put the blood on the mechanics. I put the blood on the towers, both ways. I put the blood on the pilot and the co-pilot and everybody else. I take the plane hostage for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I mean, people take it hostage for terrorists. I take it hostage for the kingdom. I say, you know what? You won't get on this plane unless you want to serve God, because on this plane, he's in the service of the king today. So we're going to stay in the air as long as we're given, as long as we're supposed to, and only land when given clearance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love what Pastor Kevin taught us this week. He was saying he used to be afraid of flying. And then he said that he heard someone explain to him, you know, because he didn't like the bumpy, you know. And someone explained to him, just because it bumps, that's the air going around the plane. And he just explained what was happening. And just because the air bumps don't mean you're going to fall out of the sky. It's normal. Your wings aren't going to fall off just because you bump. If you understand that, then you feel a little better about things. Hallelujah. Can you say glory?
Glory.
Now, I didn't tell it just like he did. He's a better, he talks it better than I do. Hallelujah. How about healing for your body?
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, in James, he said, is there any sick among you? Today, we'd have to say, is there anybody in here that's not sick? Don't have anything wrong with them. People have allergies and they have all kinds. And then they make excuses. Well, it's the day we live in. It's the food we eat. It's the, you know, the air. Did he not promise to take care of us?
Yeah.
Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it won't come near you. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say we could pray over our food and nothing we eat would hurt us? Didn't he say that? Now, I'm not saying go eat a bunch of junk. You don't take poison and expect God to take care of it. But, you know, as you pray over your food, you know what? When you pray, it's not just saying grace. You're praying to get that stuff sanctified, make it fit to eat. You understand? I used to pray like that. Oh, God, sanctify this food, make it fit to eat. Then we were at somebody's house one time. They said, Evan, would you pray? I said, oh, Lord, bless this food and make it fit to eat. And I thought, oh, no. Hallelujah. Got to be careful what you get in the habit of praying. Hallelujah. She forgave me and we're still friends. Hallelujah. How about freedom from fear? How many of you need to take your freedom back from fear? You're afraid of everything. You're afraid of the times. You're afraid of lack. You're afraid of the government. You're afraid of this and that and something else. We can have freedom from fear. God has not given you fear, a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. You know, fear brings torment. That's what the word says. How about a sound mind? Can we take back a sound mind? Too many goofies running around. Hallelujah. Come on. How about your joy? Let's take back our joy, our peace, our happiness. How about your dignity? Some of you need to take back your dignity. Some of you need to stand and say, I'm a child of God, and you're not treating me like that. You're going to treat me as a child of God. Hallelujah. How about access to God's throne? Whoo, glory to God. Some of you don't think you can go in there because you've done something. Well, let me tell you something. You can go in because he has given us access to his throne. How about friendship and fellowship? People say, I have no friends. Well, the Bible says, if you want friends, show yourself friendly. I know why some people don't have any friends. I've talked to them. Sorry about that. There isn't anybody in here like this, but you might know somebody, okay? How, that was funny. You can laugh. How about the promise of his return? You know what? He said he's coming back for people who are looking for him. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the world, we forget we're supposed to be looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not going on the next load, but I tell you, I'm excited about going. I'm going to get to meet my Savior. Hallelujah. I've met him, but I want to see him in person and feel him and put my arms around him and fall at his feet. How about life more abundantly? You know, most people don't live an abundant life, especially a more abundant. Hallelujah. How about power over the devil and all the creeping things? Hallelujah. And the devil's the biggest creep I know. Hallelujah. Listen to me. The devil cannot take anything from you in this master package that you do not allow him to take. You understand me? You got to allow him to take it. He'll come at you with deception and steal off you what belongs to you. Satan's desire is to rob you of all that God has given you. But he can't. Do you see that he cannot take it legally? But let me tell you something. A bank robber will rob a bank. It's not legal. But he'll do it if you don't get something big enough to stop him. Well, it's not legal for the devil to rob me, but he'll rob me if I let him. But I can take something bigger than he is. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God, the blessed Holy Ghost. They'll beat him every time. See, we win, people. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Satan's desire is to rob you of all that God has given you. But you don't have to let him. Hallelujah. See, we're not going to focus on how he managed to get you to this point where he could wrestle the things from you. But we're going to focus on taking back what he has that belongs to you. How he managed to get it is not important. The point is, he'll not voluntarily return your possessions that you've lost already. You're going to have to resort to holy violence. People, I tell you, you need to get mad at the devil. If you talk to the devil like you talk to your spouse, you'd be better off, you know? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You know, we need to tell the devil what he's going to do. Glory to God. And walk in love. You know what? We got to walk in love. We got to. Hallelujah. Bless God. You're going to have to resort to holy violence because that's the only way you're going to get back what's yours. It's the only thing that Satan will respond to. You know what I'm talking about? If you say, please, Mr. Devil, that won't work. The stuff I named is mine. It's mine legally. The reason it's mine is because it was bought for me. And I can take you to the place where it was paid for in full and signed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that blood will never lose its power. Glory to God. But I'm going to have to take it by force. Matthew 12:28 says, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Or else, how can one enter a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. See, the first thing I got to do is bind the strong man. I got to go bind the strong man and make him give back to me what he took illegally. It's mine. Victory is mine. The devil can't have it. Glory to God. You know what victory is? Come on. Victory don't look like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whoo, hallelujah. Bless God. People tell me, oh, you just get too excited. Oh, glory to God, I got something to be excited about. Do you see that God gave the Israelites the promised land, but they had to go in and take it? So what's the first thing that the devil tries to steal from you? It's your salvation. You understand that? How many of you ever, you know, you got saved? Well, first of all, the devil tell you, you're too bad to be saved. God won't save you. He will not save you. You're way too bad. Then when you get saved, you say, oh, you really did get saved. You just think you did. But God don't love you. You know, he'll answer everybody else's, their request, but he won't answer yours. God don't really love you. Don't you remember what you did? How could you come into the presence of a holy God? Am I the only one ever been there? Y'all get real quiet and real spiritual looking, you know. Bless God, he has the same old bag of tricks. You understand? He can't use anything against you that's not common to man. But the weapons of our warfare are, oh, glory to God, they're not common. They're not, hallelujah. They're powerful and strong. The pulling down of strongholds, the word says. Hallelujah. So he'll tell you you're too bad to be saved. Why God won't save you. You know, you can always tell when the devil's lying. You know how? It's real easy. Anytime his lips are moving. Satan, a lot of people say you can't be saved. You really saved? You wouldn't. Did he ever try that on you? If you were really saved. You know, if you were really saved, you'd have never had that thought. You'd have never done that. Well, there's a final word on this. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Matthew 10:32 says, if I confess Jesus before men, he'll confess me before God. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou wilt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We're going to do that right now, okay? Okay. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. And if you'll repeat this and mean this, most of you probably already saved, but we're just going to do this. Say, Heavenly Father, I ask you now, come into my heart and be my Savior. I repent of my sins. I thank you. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. And I accept what he did at Calvary. So I confess that you are Lord. I make you Lord and Savior of my life. I ask you to give me peace and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming into my heart. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, if this is the first time you ever said that, come, we'll give you some some literature to help you. But if you've said it in a minute, bless God, he came in. Hallelujah. He said, you shall be saved. So if you want to be saved, you can be saved. If you're in sin, you don't have to stay there. If you're serving the devil, you can be free. Hallelujah. If you're out of fellowship, you can come home. The table's set. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, maybe you're embarrassed to come back before the Father. But let me tell you something I learned a long time ago. God is not intimidated by your sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. I said God is not intimidated by your sin. One other thing. Your sin is none of the devil's business. You hear me? The sin of a child of God is God's business. And he knows how to handle his business. Glory to God. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? The only man I know that has no hang-ups is Jesus. He has no hang-ups about your condition. Hallelujah. Someone once said it's easier for a leopard to change his spots than for a man to change his ways. Hey, I have good news for you today. There's a man here this morning with an all-purpose spot remover, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless God. And you can get down and roll in it if you want to. Hallelujah. Let's take back our salvation. Let every man be a liar and God be true. Okay? Hallelujah. Are you excited about this or are you getting any more excited? See, the blood works. It'll cleanse you from all your guilty stains. Number two, we're going to take back our health. We need to know there's a force in this world that's more powerful than cancer, than heart trouble, than asthma and diabetes and AIDS and back trouble and eye trouble and blindness and deafness. Hallelujah. It's more powerful than anything else. The blood of Jesus was shed for our sins, but also we get the promise that by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Some of your bodies are weak and in pain. And cancer is more prevalent today than any other time. And people are always afraid they're going to get cancer. You need to say with your mouth, cancer, you can't live on me. Hallelujah. I've been saying that for years. When it tried, it had to dry up and die. You understand that? Glory to God. When they found the mass and I said, no, bless God, it went. Hallelujah. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You understand that? That's who I am. And as that, certain things don't have the right to get on me. Now, if you're a child of God, that's all. You got to stand up and say, that's mine. Healing is mine. Devil, you're not taking me out of here before my time. Hallelujah. Bless God. People say, what if you say that? And it don't work. Well, I'll just go check out my mansion. Hallelujah. What if it does work? Glory to God. People say, well, you spend a lot of time. What are you going to be doing otherwise? Come on. Hallelujah. The final word is healing is yours. Belongs to you. The word says so. Fight for it. Hallelujah. Bless God. A couple of times the devil tried to take me out. Hallelujah, I'm still here. Hallelujah, because I know what's mine. When my daughter-in-law she had one kidney that they took out of her body. They did an operation, took it out, and she had the other one they said was, they thought had the same disease in it. And she was looking at maybe dialysis. Bless God. I went to God. God showed me how to get her a new kidney without surgery. You say, oh, that's impossible. No, it's not. I'll tell you, she's in this church today. Hallelujah. Bless God. She went in and they x-rayed and found two perfect kidneys because we believe God. Hallelujah. You've all heard this, but I like telling it. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Bless God. They said that she'd have no babies because there was so much scar tissue. We got three granddaughters and they're all healthy. Hallelujah. Bless God. I remember one time in the middle of the night, this lady called me. She said, Evelyn, get up. I thought I'd overslept. I said, what's the matter? She said, this is Lovis. And she said, Jennifer's dying. I said, Lovis, Jennifer cannot die because she's not saved and that's your granddaughter. You don't understand, Evelyn, she's dying. I said, she is not dying. I will not let her die. So she said, here, talk to her mother. So Nancy gets on the phone. Evelyn, she said, Jennifer's dying. I said, stop saying that. She's not saved and she is not going to die. And so I began to intercede. I called the church and got a pastor that would believe with me, and he came up there, and we went in, and the doctor was telling him how that this disease was going to kill. He said, the medication we give her to kill meningococcemia, isn't that awful? How'd you like to have something called meningococcemia? Hallelujah. Anyway, he said it will kill her before it kills the disease. And he said, if she lives, she'll make medical history because nobody's ever lived with this. When he walked out, I said to the pastor, she's not saved. So he and I just fell on the floor. We just got down there on the floor and began to intercede and just pray that God would allow her to be healed. And on a Friday, I sat there while they rolled her out. Hallelujah. Healed and whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't have to take everything the devil comes along with. You understand? Hallelujah. I prayed for a little boy who was, now don't write me any letters or say, I mean, I don't know what the proper word for it. Down south, they used to call it knock-kneed because his little knees were turned in like this. And I don't know what you'd call it today. But anyway, his legs were not working. And when I took hold of his feet, his legs just began to turn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bev and I prayed for a little girl who was deaf in one ear and God opened her ears. And I've seen that more than once, just open the ear. I've seen blind eyes. We were at Marge's one time and we were out in the yard praying in a big circle. And this girl who could not see was over on the other side from me. And remember, she started hollering, I can see you got flowers in your pants. That was back when they wore flowers, you know, flowery pants, and I had on pink flowery pants, and she started hollering, I can see. Remember that, Marge? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God, healing is yours. It's yours. Glory to God. You can die if you want to, but you don't have to. I have the final word on it, and it says, by his stripes you are healed. My little nephew was cross-eyed. I mean, they were so cross-eyed, like this. He couldn't see, and they were going to do surgery on him. I got him up in my lap and I said, Jimmy, Jesus is going to heal you. And I prayed for him and set him down. I wanted to look, but I didn't look. You know, sometimes you want to look to see if it, well, I didn't look. I just set him down and he went home. Bless God, the next morning when he got up, his eyes were perfectly straight. And he has not had surgery since that on his eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Roy and I, we went down south one time and his niece was the sickest baby I'd ever seen. And she was just, she couldn't even cry anymore. She said, anyway, she said they'd had her in the hospital all week doing tests and they'd just sent her home. She was like 7, 8 months old, I think. Anyway, they sent her home just for the weekend because they said, you know, they couldn't do anything, just take her home and bring her back on Monday. And I asked the mother, Roy's sister, I said, have you had her prayed for? And she said, no, but I want you to. So Roy and I took her back in the back with her mother and laid hands on the little baby, and that mother began to cry. She said, I didn't know this stuff was mine. She received for that baby. And when we left, she was sitting in the yard, wasn't she, out there in the playpen. She was just fine. No fever or nothing. When they took her back on Monday, they said, you got to get her in here, and the people who've been around her, you got to get them. They have to take shots because this is very catching. She has meningitis. And she said, check her again. She said, why should I check her again? We know she has meningitis. She said, check her again because I had her prayed for. And bless God, she's a doctor today. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless God. And he had another little niece that had drank gasoline when she was just, you know, like 7 or 8 months, or just walking, maybe a year old. She had drank gasoline. Some shade tree mechanic had put gasoline in a bottle. He was working on a car, and she came by and drank it, and it did harm to her throat. And she came up to me, and I said, hi, what's your name? And she said, eh. And I couldn't understand her, and I asked, and they told me what had happened. So I said, well, you need to let me pray for her. No, they didn't want me to pray for her. You know what excuse they told me? they said, she's taking sign language. So I think God wants her to stay where she can't speak so that she can learn sign language. I thought, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. I said, why can't she learn sign language after she learns to speak? Anyway, the next morning, they brought her back. I said, Aunt Evelyn, we want you to pray for her. Well, she's a real hyper little girl, running all over the place. And when they laid her in my arms, you know, he just picked her up and put her in my arms, and she just fell out. I think they thought I killed her. But anyway, I prayed for her and sent her home, but, you know, she was still out when they took her. But the next morning when she got up, she could talk, and she can still talk. Hallelujah. See, I'm talking about a God who does exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. You understand? Bless God. I prayed for people this week that their leg grew out because their leg was too short. I prayed with people this week who've had tormenting things with them, and God just set them free. Hallelujah. Glory. I've got miracles from 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10, 9. I mean, all the way to this week. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil take your health. Are you hearing me? And some of you have children and grandchildren that are suffering from things. Bless God, don't give up. Lay your hands on them. You're the matriarch and the patriarch of that family. And you go in there and say, devil, you don't have the legal right to do this. Hallelujah. You get your hands off my kids. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You understand? Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Bless God. Ed and Linda and Mandy here, they went with me last Saturday night. We went to a church up in Racine, Wisconsin. So I taught that to them, and it was interpreted up there too. So they're sitting through it two or three times. So if they're getting something out of it, it's good. Hallelujah. Bless God. Just don't let the devil take it. Just because everybody around you has the flu doesn't mean you got to get it. Do you know how many people I lay hands on that have fever and I can feel it, and they have flu and cold and all kinds of things? I wash my hands afterwards. But bless God, you know what? You can lay your hands on sick people. I laid my hands on things that were catching. I mean, open stuff. And I don't just go do that. But bless God, you know what? If it's something where it's just a matter of life and death, you go do that and believe God to keep. I claim the 91st Psalm. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall me. No plague come by my dwelling. Hallelujah. Bless God. When Scott was a little boy, and he came home with chicken pox. And bless God, I just took the word of God and put it on there, and those things disappeared. Hallelujah. You know, you say, I've always gotten a cold when I'm around somebody with a cold. That's why you get it. Listen to me. When that parcel from hell is delivered to your door with your annual case of fever and chills, just go to the door and just say, I've already been inoculated with Psalms 91. I've already had my shot of 1 Peter 2:24. So beat it, Buster. I'm not accepting this. Hallelujah. You don't have to take everything the devil comes along with. And you know what? Some people get in their head, well, I've got, you know, I'm just going to wait on God to do it this way. Well, let me tell you something. Doctors and nurses are put here by God to help us. Now, I'm not telling you to run to the doctor first. I'm telling you to go to God first. You ask the Lord what doctor to go to. You better. Hallelujah. You ask the Lord to give you wisdom as to know who to go to and what to let them do. Don't take everything. My doctor said, well, I don't care what your doctor said. What did Jesus say? Come on. Hallelujah. If they give you a pill and you throw it up, and then they say, regurgitate or whatever, you know, get rid of it. And then you call them back and they say, oh, your body needs it. Take it again. Use your brain. If my body needed it, wouldn't throw it up in the first place. Okay, I'm not taking that stuff. Hallelujah. Use your brain. Go to God. He's the mighty physician. You know, and sometimes he'll take you and send you to a doctor. He did that with me with my eyes. He sent me to a doctor, and God worked in that doctor's life because I was there. And I come out way better than I would have the other way. You know, you understand, but I wanted God to do it. Well, he did do it. He just used a man to do it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Do you understand? Hallelujah. See, don't sit and say, I want it my way. Let God do it his way. Hallelujah. But and don't run to the medicine cabinet every time something comes along. You get a pain, go after it with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, we're healed. Say, devil, get your hands off my body. I want you just to turn to somebody, lay your hands on them, and say, devil, get your hands off this body. It belongs to God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now put faith in that. Hallelujah. See, I'm tired of seeing Christians planning defeat, planning sickness. You say, I always get the flu. I've had the flu. I've had the flu every year. Have you had your flu shot? Well, if you got your flu shot, good for you. Bless God. I had mine out of here. I just inoculate myself with that. No, you know, I don't get any after effects. Now, if you need a flu shot, bless God, go get it. And don't get under condemnation because I'm telling you some things. I'm just telling you, use your brain, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. People say, oh, I always get the flu. I've had back problems for years. My ulcer always acts up when I get upset. My leg hurts when I stand too long. I have 2 or 3 headaches a week. I never have anything good happen to me. Come on, people. Hallelujah. I always have good things happen to me. I expect them. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know, I won't go into the whole story, but a few weeks ago I stopped at a garage sale. And the woman knew what she had because she told me. I said, how much you want for this? Let me tell you how I got that. She explained it all to me. And so I said, well, how much you want for it? $15. It's worth $1,500. You understand? $1,500, and she knew it. Honey, it was gold. Hallelujah. Come on. What's the matter with you? You don't believe me, or you just, nobody said a word, just like, I know what it is that happens to you every day, and you're just used to it. Is that it? I thought that was pretty neat. Now, had the woman not known what she had, I would have taken it back and said, ma'am, you know, do you know what you got? But she told me what she had. I have favor. You understand? I walk in favor. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, I always have good things happen to me because I say it. People say, I never win anything. I always win. Hallelujah. I've gone into pennies on those sales they had signed up. One time I won $500. I think twice I won $500. One time I won $250. I gave it away. You understand? Glory to God. I like doing that because sometimes you can't, just don't have the means right at the time to, I almost said can't afford, but I don't believe in saying that. Hallelujah. But sometimes that's a way that you can give. You understand? Hallelujah. If you don't have anything good happen to you, you're not going to have the money or the means to do anything for anybody. Hallelujah. It's not about you. I hate to tell you this. I know you thought it was, and sometimes I try to make it about me, but it ain't about me. It's all about Him. My kids are good kids. They serve the Lord. Even when it looked like that they weren't, I mean, I had one that sometimes was a little bit rebellious around the edges, but I kept confessing what God said about them, and I'm going to tell you something. I have good kids, and they serve God. Negative words just make the enemy stronger. You understand that? Watch what comes out of your mouth. Stop that death flow from coming out of your mouth. You need to stop talking about what the devil is doing, what he's getting away with. Stop giving him glory. You understand? You talk about him all the time. Hallelujah. Some of the strongholds in your life only get stronger because of some of the things you're saying out your mouth and some of the things you joke about. I've heard people say, I'm so fat, I have to go to Omar the tent maker to have my clothes made. I almost died laughing. You know, I almost had a heart attack. I like to have died. You know, that scared me to death. We voice and make jokes about things that are strongholds, and they just get stronger. Sometimes we have more faith in the devil to bring things to pass than we have in God to stop them. You hear me? Just know the devil can't read your mind. The only way he can locate what you're thinking is by what comes out your mouth. We need to learn to button our lip. Amen. Zip it. You understand? If we can't say what God says, amen, shut up. Those 39 stripes that were put on the Savior's back were not for cosmetic purposes. It was so that you could be healed. Say, devil. Devil. That's pretty weak. Come on, say, devil.
Devil.
Get your hands off my body.
Get your
Disease.
Disease.
Go.
Go.
Infirmity.
Infirmity.
Go.
Go.
Old age spirits. Go.
Go.
Hallelujah. If you need a miracle, bless God. If you need a miracle, stand up and begin to wave your hands. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. You can sit right back down, but if you need it, bless God. Get up and get hold of it. Hallelujah. 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 Sickness must go. Weakness must go. Bladder disorders must go. Blood disorders must go. Kidney trouble must go. Hallelujah. Bad habits. How about that? Bad habits. They got to go. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Some of you are going to, oh, glory. Just stand there a minute. Come on. Some of you are going to feel a tingle. Ooh, just a warm tingle go down through your body. Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive it now. Hallelujah. Receive that peace. Glory to God. We're taking back what's legally yours. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to walk out the door and you're going to realize, hallelujah, I got a touch from the Lord while I was in there. Hallelujah. What does the word say about it? You can be seated if you can. I just got a little bit more to go here. What does the word say about it? Let your faith rise in you today. Just let it rise up. Hallelujah. No need for both of you and Jesus both to suffer the disease. Say, I'm healed. In Jesus' name. Are you getting this? Okay, now we're going to take back our money. Satan's stolen some money off of you, and we're going to take it back. Anybody here never had the devil ever steal anything? No money? Never stole anything off you, huh? I knew that, Peggy. Hallelujah. Proverbs 24:3-5 says, any enterprise that's built by wise planning becomes strong through common sense and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. A wise man is mightier than a strong man. Wisdom is mightier than strength. We got to have some brains, people. Amen. We got to have some wisdom. I get up in the morning and I say, Lord, let me walk in favor and good understanding today. Do you see that a lot of us could have gotten supernaturally out of debt a long time ago? But if we would, unless we'd be back in a mess in less than a year, might not take that long. That is not a put down to anybody. I'm just saying what I believe God wants me to say. When you're in a financial mess, you go to God and you say, oh, God, get me out of this mess. Please meet my financial needs. What if you'd go to Proverbs first and pray, God, give me wisdom to be a good stewardess or good steward of the money you've given me and to spend wisely? We need to be wise. God, give me wisdom. God, give me understanding. God, give me knowledge. Job 36:11 says, if they listen. Now, listen to this. This is such a good scripture. If they listen and obey him, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. Did you hear that?
Yes.
If you listen and obey, he said you'd have prosperity throughout your life. King James says, if you obey and serve him, then you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Ecclesiastes 11:1 says to cast your bread upon the waters and after many days they'll come back. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given. See, you got to give. Don't just plunk it down, but put some faith with that. Said it'll be given good measure. Press down, shaken together and running over shall men give under your bosom. The devil has not only to pay you back, but he's going to have to give you interest. You understand that? Hallelujah. Proverbs 6:30 says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he's found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. I mean, if you take away everything he's got, it's okay. He's got to pay me back. Cough it up, devil. Cough it up. He doesn't just want... See, God doesn't want you just to get paid back because, he wants us to get paid back with interest. You understand? And the devil don't want to give it up because he knows we'll evangelize the world with it. See? Glory to God. If God's kids need something, God can get it to us no matter what the economy's doing. If we need food, God can bring a raven. Hallelujah. If we need gas, man, I believe you could stick a stick in the ground and gas it chewed up. If I need it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God is your source, you don't have to worry. You understand that? Hallelujah. See, God even owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, but he also owns the hills. And under those hills are things that God's kids may need. If gas goes to $40 a gallon, my God shall supply all my needs. I ain't going that high. Every time I pass those gas stations, I say, I call you down. $1.99. I said it. $1.99. Hallelujah. Every time it starts down, I thank you, Jesus. $1.99. Hallelujah. Bless God. People say, Alan, that's crazy. Well, you know what? That ain't crazier than seeing some guy out there kick his tires and say, you dumb, stupid car. I call that car made in heaven just for me. Bless God, you ordained that car, Father. Hallelujah. Bless God. Let me tell you something. Now, this is going to date me a little bit, but I can remember when gas was 23 cents a gallon. Yeah, a few others. A few honest ones in here. Hallelujah. I can remember when we thought if bread ever went to a dollar loaf, none of us would ever eat again. You know, we just figured, and if gas ever got to a dollar a gallon, my goodness, we couldn't drive a car. You know, we've paid almost $4 a gallon. We're still driving. Hallelujah. And we played, I'll get it straight. We have paid $3 a loaf for bread. We're still eating bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You understand? Are you seeing this? I'm telling you, years ago, we thought, oh my goodness, if coffee ever got to be, I mean, nickel a cup. If you paid a dollar a cup for coffee, man, people pay $5, $6 for a cup of coffee now. They're still drinking coffee. My God, glory to God. See, that makes me happy. Hallelujah. I mean, back then, when you looked at things and it looked like, I mean, you just couldn't see how God could supply. Hey, it doesn't matter what goes on here. My God self-supplied. Back then, I didn't have the faith to believe. I wasn't a Christian. After I got saved, I got to know that my God takes care of me. He don't read the Dow Jones. He don't even watch it. You understand that? He don't know about the stock market. He may know about it, but he don't depend on that. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. He doesn't subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. You understand? The state of the stock market doesn't faze him. Hallelujah. You can't put faith in man's riches. Long after their bones are in the ground, God will still be on the throne. You understand? I've seen people. I remember when Khrushchev beat his shoe on the podium and when he was in the United States in the 50s. And he said, I'll have your grandchildren. And he's in the grave today. My grandchildren are serving God. Hallelujah. He was at the UN years ago. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, 3, and 6 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. I can't run fast enough to get away from them. If you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause all your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee seven ways. And the Lord shall command. Oh, you understand? The Lord has commanded a blessing upon me and my storehouse. You know what that is? My bank account. Hallelujah. My checkbook. Hallelujah. My billfold. Hallelujah. Bless God. He'll command a blessing upon me and my storehouse. And on all that I set my hand to do, he'll bless me in the land that the Lord has given me. You know what land the Lord has given me? Give me the land of healing, the land of peace, the land of prosperity. Hallelujah. I've been telling you that. We got to take it back. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. It'll get you coming and it'll get you going. Hallelujah. God knows all about room service. Remember the children on the backside of the desert? Bless God, they didn't have McDonald's. God rained down manna. You couldn't go to Panera's. And it wasn't just bread, it was nourishing. If we're hungry, God will feed us. If we're thirsty, God will give us drink. If we need it, God's got it. Whatever I need, God will supply. Come on, say glory.
Glory.
Say, devil, give it back. How about your family? Let's take our families back. Hey, people, we're going to have a party that's hard to believe. It's called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb, and it's going to last for 7 years, and my kids and my grandkids and my family's going to be there. Hallelujah. Devil, get your hands off my family. How about peace? You need the peace of Jesus. You cannot live without peace. John 14, 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Look at your heart. Say, heart, don't be troubled. Now you think that's dumb, but Saul said, David looked at his heart and he said, peace, be still. And he said, what did he say? He talked to his soul and he said, soul, bless God. Soul, bless God. Hallelujah. If he could talk to his soul like and that was Saul. That was David. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. My mind's going two or three places in one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he could talk to his soul, I can surely to goodness talk to my heart. And sometimes when things happen, I'll just stop right there and say, don't be trouble. Heart, don't be trouble. You believe in God? Who? Glory to God. Peace be still. Hallelujah. Devil, you fork it over, taking back my peace. How about joy? Nehemiah 8:10 said, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. I tell you, God, just get up and jump around. If you need joy, jump for it. Psalms 5:11 says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him about with shield. How about taking our favor back? How about taking back our right to come boldly before the throne? Hallelujah. Taking back my right to pray, my time on my knees. The devil says God won't hear you, but God says the righteous cry and the Lord hears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. Don't tell me I don't have a right to go into the throne room anytime I want because my daddy owns the place and I don't have to go through a secretary to get there and get an appointment. I'm welcome all the time. I tell you something else, I don't have to crawl in. I can come boldly. Say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me that I haven't gone after what you said I could have. From this time on, I'm taking back what you said I could have. Now, devil, bring it all back. Now, my salvation, my health, my finances, my family, my peace, my joy, my right to live fear-free, my right to pray, my dignity, my song. Bring it back with interest, compounded. Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. Glory to God. You know what? You say it's impossible. God says all things are possible. You say I'm too tired. He said, I'll give you rest. You say nobody loves me. He says, I love you. You say I can't go on. He says, my grace is sufficient. You say I can't figure out things. He said, I'll direct your steps. You say I can't do it. He says, you can do all things through Christ. You say I'm not able. He said, you are able. You say it's not worth it. He said, it will be worth it all. You said I can't forgive myself. God says, I forgive you. You say, I can't manage. He says, I'll supply your needs. You say, I'm afraid. He said, I've not given you fear. You say, I'm worried. I'm worried, Lord. He said, cast your care on me because I care for you. You say, I'm not smart enough. He said, I'll give you wisdom. You say, I feel alone. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. In the name of Jesus, stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prayer team, would you come? I don't know how many I got here, but how many ever I got here. Come on up the front. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you now, God, that you cement this into their hearts. They told you, God, that they're going to take back some stuff. And God, I expect them this week to come and tell me, God, I took this back. I took that back. I went and got what God said I could have. Lord, I expect that. Lord, you said signs and wonders would follow the preaching of the word. And God, I thank you, God, that you've allowed me to preach your word and teach your word this morning. So we stand upon these scriptures this morning. We stand upon them, God, and we thank you, God, now. We thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, God, that not one person is going to leave out here like they came. I thank you, God, that you're going to meet the needs of every single one here. I thank you, God, that families are being put back together and you're cementing the families back together and causing them, God, to walk in love. I thank you, God, that they're going to be bold about coming to you, God. And Lord, all that condemnation and shame, I just thank you, God, that that has to go because we're taking back what you said we could have. Now, God, in Jesus' name, I ask, God, that you bless them. Bless them. Bless every single one of them. Bless their homes and their marriages and their finances, their businesses. God, bless their hearts. Just bless their heart. Bless their mind and their memory, God. Oh, God, may their memory be blessed. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. And I just declare, Father, that we're going to have a time when there won't be one person that comes to this church that'll have cancer. And there won't be divorces named here, God, because we're taking this territory back, God, because you said you gave it to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for being here. And please come back next week. We'll be here same time, same place. And God bless you. If you need prayer, we're up here, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for